dice already.
We've been doing that.
The dice have been rolled.
We don't have to re-roll. Hey, everyone. We're recording the setup for our fiasco. We're playing something with Toys in the Attic.
Yeah, I guess. No, that's the one Ryan picked it. We're playing... It's called Ketchum's Attic.
Okay. Threes.
Toys.
I didn't know. Do we put these up?
Yeah, we've been... Not as part of the file. Not as part of the podcast.
Oh, but like a hangout.
If people want to, like, listen to them... Two
or not?
Four.
Or give us all your money.
I didn't even know we did this.
Yeah, we've done it a couple of times now. So, hi everyone. I'm Ryan. I'm here. Ed's here. Meyer's here. Alex is also here. He's trying to figure out how long it would take him to ejaculate the volume of water that passes over Niagara Falls in an hour.
I really wish you could be here to see this because he's like hunched.
I'm doing math.
Like. He looks like a mad scientist who's about to figure out, like, perpetual motion. Because he's, like, hunched over his notes, scrawling away and typing into his phone.
It reminds me of the beginning of Christmas Story. He is the guy and someone's Ebenezer.
Or, like, he's like Jack in Nightmare Before Christmas when he sings that song.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So... Do we just do this normal? I haven't even listened to any of these. We're just doing this
normal.
We'll read
the score so that we know what the hell
we're
doing.
We read the score now and we read it again. The score. It gets really creepy up here. And so I should probably say that this is an original fiasco.
It's just going to be terrible then.
Maybe. I
don't know. Yeah, not to have Ed toot his own horn, but he wrote this.
I did.
He's very proud of it.
And if it's terrible, well, then...
He didn't write it. It was Will.
If it's terrible, Will wrote it. It's called... The Fun and Exciting World of Antiquing is actually what it's called. The score. It gets really creepy up here. And I mean really, really creepy. Hell, let's face it. You're pretty creepy, too. You're an anthropomorphic curio. Whether you're a snarky marionette or a musical jewelry box, you're tired of being treated like just an object. Oh, okay. Technically, you are just an object, but you're also sentient. Cogito ergo sum, right? Right. Look, it's not always that bad up in Mrs. Ketchum's attic. Maybe the old bird forgets to dust you once in a while, and yes, the attic may very well be haunted. And okay, sure, some of the other objects in here may be ever so slightly cursed and evil. But you can't just look at the negatives. There's also a lot of really cool things up here. The point is this. You're in Mrs. Ketchum's attic, and you're here for the foreseeable future. Maybe you'll try to make the best of it. Maybe you'll try to bust out. And just maybe you love it up here and wouldn't dream of leaving. But there are others up here like you, with their own agendas and alliances. Whether they are freedom fighters, the king's men, or hardened criminals, everything up here is out for itself. So, tread carefully. One wrong move could land you in the dumpster, or worse, the donations bin at the Salvation Army. You have been warned. Are you ready for the fun and exciting world of antiquing? Movie night, Toy Story, Small Soldiers, Night at the Museum, Beauty and the Beast, The Indian in the Cupboard, The Brave Little Toaster. So I guess I'll start.
Yeah, right.
With relationships. We all have, yeah, okay. I am gonna give...
Wait, before you do that, I have an important announcement to make. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
If my math is correct, it would take me 185,144,927,536 years.
Oh my God.
To ejaculate.
Is that like
that?
So like lifetimes upon lifetimes.
Oh yeah. A significant chunk of the universe's lifetime.
Oh, like, all right, so you're not stopping, you're just going to keep...
Yeah. No, this is just one continuous...
So
in other words, as soon as you started this ejaculation, your life is over.
Yeah.
You're just ejaculating for the foreseeable future until probably...
Until I die.
Yeah.
Which would probably be of dehydration.
And then you die and you continue to,
In fact,
I don't care about it at that point.
Your corpse continues coming in.
Until my balls are empty.
Which lasts for billions of years.
Fills up your coffin... First.
I mean, that's with an average volume of semen.
Record volume. The classy podcast.
If I was on the higher... I think it's safe to say that if I'm ejaculating that much, it could be on the higher end. So that would be 10 milliliters.
I'm going to give Alex and Ryan a 4, which is a political relationship.
4 treasure maps. I sing a song. I sing a song and I sing it again. This is the song I sing, and I'm not gonna stop, except right now.
Hey guys, you want me to ruin this recording?
No.
Boob yanking!
Oh god damn it, Ed, now we can never post this.
Boob yanking.
Thank god Will's not here to spout any racial slurs.
I will give.
Oh, crap.
Oh, is that...
We have 1-1, a whole mess of 2s, 3-3s, 2-4s, a 5, and a bunch of... and 3-6s. So, 2s are plentiful.
Yeah.
1s and 3s are not. Oh, sorry, 1s and 5s are not.
I'll give.
What are you still working on, Alex?
If I had a higher volume of each. Okay, so the average volume of male ejaculate is 5 milliliters per 22 right. seconds. If it was on the higher end, which is 10 milliliters, then it would only take 2,555,777,616.4 years. Hmm. So that's like cutting it in more than in half.
So your corpse would stop ejaculating before the sun swallowed the earth.
Exactly.
Here you go.
I'd be able to finish.
Ryan and Ed 2, and they're rivals.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, this thing we're playing.
Yeah. How much cum can you make in 1 second?
It's not all about... Alex, it's not actually all about
the average. The average is 0.23 milliliters per second, Meyer. I know that now.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Why? I was just able to answer your question.
I wonder why Schoolhouse Rock never did the ejaculation calculation.
How much do you jizz?
relationships. There we go. So we have political, and what's that one?
Rivals.
We have 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. So we have everything. Why did Meyer go before?
Because it's only 1-1.
You're 1-1.
1-5.
Fuck off, bitch face.
I really don't think that's needed right now, Meyer.
Fuck off, jizz dick.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. Apparently for the next several billion years.
You
know what's crazy? If, like, all the men in the world came, had an orgasm at the same time, would have to, like, orgasm for, like, a year straight.
Probably more.
Or more.
Yeah.
Well, it would take... There's... No, because... No, it wouldn't take a year, because there's 7 billion people in the world, so it's about 50-50, so 3.5 billion men. That would be less than a year each.
Yeah. No, because this would be average.
That's true. Well, no. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So
some would ejaculate faster, some would slower. Yeah. But yeah,
if it's going
to
be every
if it's man, everybody, it would average out to fight. You're right.
Every man in the world would have to come for an entire year.
Oh, it would be more than a year then.
More than a year.
Because you'd have to. It would be 3.5 billion people. They'd have to get up to 185 million years. Right. Billion years. Yeah. So that would be a few years for everyone.
I'm gonna curse everyone except for me.
Well, you're gonna be living in a pretty cummy world.
And then I have all the ladies, because they're like, I don't want to fuck a guy.
I think they're gonna be too distressed.
Yeah.
I'd be probably slightly distracted.
I don't think you're getting any. I think
I will in a year. I would get some.
No, it would be more than a year.
Yeah, I'd definitely get some of them, man.
I don't know. I think they would be pretty tired of semen by the end of the first year.
I was saying that I'm a warm welcome. Like, I don't come.
I mean, just imagine how that would change society. Like, we would have to redesign our buildings with cum gutters.
Right, I'm gonna give Ryan, Meyer, and Ed a 6 for a unique relationship.
Ew,
I don't know if it works. Let's.
Meyer, they just want to be your friend because they'd be like, look,
you are literally the only one in the world not ejaculating.
I really like you and you're really hot, but I can't deal with any more ejaculate.
I guarantee.
All right, so I just rounded it for 285 billion years. With 3.5 billion people ejaculating constantly, it would take 52.8, let's call it 53 years for every man in the world to ejaculate that volume of semen. 59 years. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, see, I guarantee you, I'm going to get laid with that. That's 50 years.
59.
Probably, you're right.
Yeah. I think the human race might go extinct.
No. But
I don't think you would...
No, because all the cum. You can just cum in the cup and then they'll...
That's true. There would be a lot of artificial insemination there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe not. They just squat down for a second.
Oh, God.
I need a baby!
All right. I'm gonna give Meyer and Alex a 3.
Who's the father?
Form and
I have
function.
No idea.
What was it? Form and function.
Form and function.
I just found a puddle.
Oh, God.
All right. Does anybody not have?
So, oh no. Like, so
Alex and Meyer don't have.
No, we do. We have form and function.
All right. So everybody has something.
Everybody
has
something.
Man.
I guess, but I think the population would probably start to decline because.
Well, I would say women would definitely be less inclined to have sex with someone who is just constantly ejaculating.
Right, well, I mean, but eventually there would have to come a survival point where we need babies to continue the human race.
I'm like, here, baby.
You're not enough.
Oh, I can. I'll try.
Also, I mean, if you think about the reverse, eventually it would start to be very painful.
Well,
so you would just like
beg for death.
No, please don't. I don't want to have sex.
What if it didn't get to be painful?
That would be.
You would probably just go comatose eventually.
Yeah, you would just tasp yourself out.
I mean, I think a lot of people would die, so it would probably take more than 59 years.
I'm gonna give Ryan and I a 6 for the red foosball guy and the yellow foosball guy.
Okay.
Are you connected to the table?
We'll figure that out.
Can we unplug your computer, Ed, and make it easier to pass?
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No.
Okay, so I think you would definitely get laid, but I think it would be more difficult. In that situation.
It'd be easier.
I think it would be more difficult than you're imagining.
Hey.
There'd be a worldwide crisis going on.
And I'm the only person.
But nobody's going to be thinking of, oh, God, this is a worldwide crisis. Who am I going to fuck? There's going to be a worldwide crisis they're going to be focused on.
Not really.
Think about Why the Last Man.
He got laid.
He did get laid a lot.
No, he didn't. Not a lot.
He got hit on a lot.
No, because he had to pretend to be... You know, the first time he got laid in that book was when they found the women's prison.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get laid that much. He spent the first few months cowering in fear as society collapsed around them.
Mm. He could have gotten laid a lot if he wouldn't try. Play his cards right.
He would have gotten raped to death.
Probably. God.
Gang raped to death.
Maybe
thank you, Zach
Bagans. I'll attend them.
Let's
coming.
Not sing the song. We'll get
more annoyed comments. I think at the very least, men would have to start wearing diapers.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be able to operate. Just imagine if your brain was constantly in an orgasmic fog.
Like, I mean, like,
I think men would all, like, we'd all be disabled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women would have to, like, do all the work.
like they do now.
Right. Yeah.
All
right.
I'm going to give Ryan and Alex a 2.
But like, they, like society would only function if women.
Yeah.
Society would only function basically with women.
Yeah.
At that point.
What was it, Meyer?
Faction leader and lackey.
Okay.
So we have form and function, and you guys have unique.
I think if they were making a Wild Ass Man movie, that Andrew Garfield would be a good Yoda.
I used to say Shia LaBeouf.
Wilfred Brimley.
Perfect.
Christopher Lee.
Oh man, too soon.
Too soon. I think Andrew Garfield would be good.
Alright, I'm gonna give Meyer an edit 2. Under the same curse.
Under the same curse.
Under the curse.
I don't want
to. Under the curse.
What do you guys have, form and function? I gave that to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I actually have a movie want to be good, like a mini series.
Yeah.
Like a TV show.
Yeah. That couldn't be a movie.
Like an HBO TV show. Could run for like 6 seasons.
Alright. I'm definitely giving you guys a 6. The largest Matryoshka doll,
yep.
And the smallest Matryoshka doll.
I was hoping we'd get that one.
Alright. Now we do the other things.
Yeah. All the rest of the shit.
Oh, the rest of the shit.
Oh, I get it. Meyer did a voice that was funny.
Thanks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So today, I bought myself a nice 55-inch 4K.
Wow. How big is it?
55-inch.
55-inch what?
Sony 4K TV.
Oh.
Nice.
So your 55-inch TV was 55 inches.
Yeah.
How many pixels does it have?
I think 4K is 2160p. No amount of pixels, 8 million. 4K has 8 million pixels.
Wow. I wonder how long it would take you to ejaculate that many pixels.
Alright, I am going to give... I'm going to give Alex and Meyer an unnerving sentient being. I can't, because then there's no sixes left.
It's instead of objects, it's sentient beings. Because we're all objects.
An object.
Yep. You are a Matryoshka doll.
A cursed Matryoshka.
Yep.
Amba the Rosha.
I am gonna give.
I'm from Roda Rosha.
I'm gonna give you an ally.
I curse Matryoshka.
I'm gonna give you two to get out.
This is my character. I decide now. I curse doll.
You're a cursed Matryoshka doll?
I am cursed doll.
I feel like you should be the smallest one. Like you're just tucked away inside, but with this horrible curse.
And inside of us is pain and misery.
You don't want to open that one.
What curse are we under?
I don't know.
It's a bad one.
Have to figure that out after.
That's a bad miss.
That's a bad miss.
And that's a cracking pot.
My Google search is probably pretty confused right now.
If I don't say anything, then for the rest of eternity, every park in England, every summer, will smell of cum.
Well, oh, they'll just have to smell of cum then.
I wasn't in any parks over the summer. It was spring, so I didn't smell any cum.
That's too bad.
Springtime for Hitler. And German.
And Bringlebop.
It's Springtime.
Let's see.
Good old Bringlebop.
How could you say that after what he did?
because I'm Ringle Bobite.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. I am a supporter of pretty much everything Bringlebop did.
Wow. That's...
Why would you...
I'm shocked and offended.
I think Bringlebop was a visionary.
Wow. I never thought I would ever hear someone say that.
That's heavy.
Alright, I say that Ryan and Ed have a need to become the three.
You were just talking about that.
We
yep, that's nice. That's
all right, Ryan, so you and I need to find a way to turn into cum.
You have to become. Become. Be.
Be excited.
Be.
To get out. To get out of debt to that damn violin.
How would FEMA react? Every man.
They would be pretty paralyzed too.
A bunch of them. Half of them maybe. I'm not sure how it's the percentage of them.
So it's two needs. So we need an object.
Supposedly FEMA has a bunch of like oddball scenarios that they've actually worked out. I wonder if every man on the planet spontaneously ejaculating
no. until they reach until, the combined volume right. of water that would go over Niagara Falls in an that. Hour. I don't think that's one of them.
If you were from FEMA, tell us if that's
right
what
in and let us know.
Yes, please tell us if we're wrong.
We just get a comment, it is now.
Thanks, Obama.
Obama would be coming, too.
Obama. What if, like someone like Will wasn't coming, and like, Will, you're not coming. He's like, I have a secret. No, she won't.
So you and Ryan have a need, and me and Meyer have a need.
What about Eric with a woman? With that big beard?
That would be weird.
Big
Ryan, I'm going
beard.
To give us a sentient being for three. Okay. Human.
Now, would you be able to stop coming if you cut your balls off?
I guess so.
It's a curse. So I think it's in a...
Well, you know, it's a curse, so I think you would still be having an orgasm. You just wouldn't be ejaculating.
See, my thought is that if you cut your balls off, it would just extend the curse for everyone else.
So, what about...
Well, yeah, because everyone else would have
be.
To pick up your slack.
Right.
Because the thing that came to my mind was, what about like, children who aren't of sexual maturity yet and
that's,
babies?
Yeah.
Like, do they start coming from birth?
Or? I think it would have to be puberty.
So okay. Once you hit puberty, you start...
Once you
Mom, my testicles descended!
Oh my god!
Oh god!
I'm so sorry, Billy! I love you!
So reaching manhood is now...
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah. It's just like something that the boys dread.
Because no one... What if, like, no one but us knew?
Niagara Falls hour!
We wouldn't be able to tell anyone.
Why?
I mean, okay, we could tell people around us, but what are they going to do?
My son, who's been coming nonstop for a week, said it won't stop. Mrs. Riley, I'm sorry, but your child, it's a boy.
Oh, God. How long does he have?
About 12 years.
Oh, God.
Well, that's good. I bet 16 is about, guys.
No, that's when you're done, pretty much.
No, I just started 16. That was a late bloomer.
Okay, I gotta give us five.
That's
Madame,
sure.
Madame Lestrada, a medium.
Okay.
Okay. That's you and Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a human.
We have a human!
Alright, so what's left?
Meyer and I have a need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You and Meyer have something. No, you and Meyer don't have anything.
No, we have unique under the same curse.
Yeah, that's your relationship.
Alright.
And we have a need to become.
You and I have a need to become, and...
You guys need a place or an object.
And Alex, what do you guys have?
Need to get out.
Don't get out. We need to get out of here, bigger.
Cool.
Big one.
Okay, small one.
I go big one.
Hop in. Let's go.
Alright.
Okay.
I am gonna give...
We need the other one.
Meyer and I a supernatural... Object.
Supernatural object.
or sentient being.
Sentient being.
And what number was that?
That's a 4.
Okay.
I took one.
Okay.
One day, Will was watching Dragon Ball Z. Then Mork.
Wait, little one. Who's Will?
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
You know how concerned I get about characterization.
You do not ask why.
Okay.
We haven't played that again.
I know. When I wrap up Titer.
Played what again?
Deniable.
Oh, yeah.
I need $16.26.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a Star Trek.
Okay.
And since it was so long ago, I'm going to call that the pilot episode.
All right, and we're just going to redo it.
And we'll just start over.
Sounds good.
But sort of in generally the same.
I really like my character and Chris's... Alan!
I like my...
Because I really like what we established, but it was so long ago.
Yeah. And only once.
I feel like, you know...
But that makes it hilarious. Because there's only one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you listen to that game?
I think so. It was kind of short.
2 hours, yeah.
All right, I'm going to say... I'll give you an Ed 2, and you guys need to become the most important thing ever.
Word 2?
I didn't give out 2s because that's the most thing we have.
We have a need to get out.
Yeah, butch.
So that works for us, Ryan. We're
what is that? A supernatural object?
Mm-hmm. We're rivals, so we're always trying to one up each other.
Okay.
So we have. Wait, how do we have 3 dice left?
We have 4 things here. 4 things here.
3 things here. Oh. 3 things. So what do we have left? 2 and 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, their supernatural object is either the mirror that could tell the future, or the stones of
Mandragora.
That one. Or our need to get out is of debt to that damn violin in one bit. Alright, yeah, give us the 2.
2.
Need to get out of debt to that damn violin.
I think the violin has to be voiced by Marlon Brando.
He's dead.
Great, now we can't play the game. No, it should just be music. His voice should just be music that we could all understand, but doesn't actually have a voice.
Bad, like someone.
Okay, and that's a why.
No, that's when he gets mad.
Your son of
a bitch. Oh, fuck it. The Necronomicon, the original Arabic version.
Alright, so those are our.
Yeah, here I got.
Yeah. Thank you.
Alright, so obviously, Meyer and I are under some sort of curse that either was caused by the Necronomicon or can be reversed by the Necronomicon.
Or both. So wait. So Meyer and I are a pair of Matryoshka dolls, right. And you and Ryan are foosball guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Alright.
Do you want to be yellow or do you want to be red?
All right.
Okay, I got it. I'll be Russian, too. Ryan and I will have been... We were humans. We were Russian adventurers. And we came upon the Necronomicon.
And it turned
me into a Matryoshka doll. And me into a red foosball guy.
Okay.
red.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Because I just thought red was funny.
So so then, I don't know. Meyer and I, at least Meyer and I used to be human.
Someone has to be named Fisher, and someone else has to be named Price.
Those aren't very Russian names. Why do you have to be Russian explorers?
Because Meyer's Russian. Because he's a Matryoshka doll and I'm red.
Oh, okay. You could be Chinese.
Matryoshka dolls aren't Russian.
You could be Chinese.
I guess I could.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to be Russian. No need to pigeonhole it. I mean, we have time to think. Yeah. It's not like we're all coming.
I'm the one doing the accent. Do a Chinese accent.
No.
No, do not. Please.
Do it.
No. All right, so what Meyer and I, between us, we have a need to get out of debt to the violin.
Okay.
So I'm thinking...
So the violin is some sort of, like...
Mob boss. Loan shark guy.
Loan shark, right?
I'm thinking Meyer probably borrowed something, because you two... probably have this quest to get returned to human.
Right. Mm. We want to find the Necronomicon.
And use it to return you to life. Maybe Madame Lestrada is our owner?
Well, Mrs. Ketchum is our
owner. Well, Mrs. Ketchum... It. It's Mrs. Ketchum's attic, but... she... Well, Mrs. Ketchum was written into the thread, but she's not necessarily still around.
Okay. So it could be that Mrs. Ketchum... I feel like
she's
a medium...
she's recently deceased.
Yeah, she's recently deceased, and either Madame Lestrada has inherited her house and her effects, or... maybe Mrs. Ketchum's daughter has been hearing voices from the attic, and she's brought the medium in to...
Or Madame Lestrada is Mrs. Ketchum. That's Madame Lestrada's just
her
psychic name.
Okay.
That's good. I was thinking maybe Mrs. Ketchum recently died, and somebody new is coming in and is going to, like, trash the attic.
Maybe maybe Madame Lestrada's coming in, and she's going to turn that into her reading parlor. That's where the attic. The attic's perfect. You know, the energy is just right.
Right.
All right.
So, Ryan and I are rivals.
Your captain's on the opposite team.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you're the two who are right in the center circle that always have to hit the ball first.
Yeah.
So when the tables wasn't in use, you would just stare at each other. You had nothing to do but stare at each other.
Isn't there two that can hit each other? It's five. Oh, wait a second.
No. I think in the very center where the ball drops
five,
in.
Yeah, 5-4 and a 5-3, 1.
I think it's just one of them.
I think for the sake of the narrative, we should be able to detach ourselves
from
the
table. Yeah.
No. You're stuck there. Oh, no, there's more. You're right, Mara.
Thank you.
I thought it was just one in the middle.
Or at least, like...
It's 4-3.
It's five. Yeah, it's...
Somebody can detach us. Like,
right.
3?
I like the idea that we could just pop off.
Just yeah. 2.
I think it depends on the table, too. But there's usually a few in the middle.
I think it's 5-2-3.
I think it goes 3. It depends which side. It goes 3-5-2-1. So you have 3 guys on the opponent's side, and then each of you have 5 in the middle, then 2 in front of the goalie, and then 1 goalie. So you guys could be goalies. Opposite goalies.
Okay.
And bitter rivals.
Alright.
I don't know, I kind of like the idea of us being the guys in the middle.
Who stare at each other constantly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Glare at each other, I like it. I like that too.
Oh, so I guess I'm your lackey? Because, Rod, you'd definitely be a faction leader.
Yeah.
The red or the yellow guys. Somehow, the big Matryoshka doll is your lackey.
You're just a fan.
Yeah. Go Red! I'm picturing the big one as just the big dumb guy.
I like
it. So you're a big fan of the yellow team.
Yeah.
Go yellow!
You love the yellow team. Myron, Ryan and I, maybe like...
Ooh, wait, okay, I'm thinking, what if foosball is the big entertainment in the attic?
I was just gonna say that.
And that's how Meyer got into debt, maybe, betting on...
Betting, yeah.
Yeah. You made
and
bets.
Ryan and I are like superstars.
You'd always bet on red because that's your guy. But you've been on a losing
maybe
streak.
Maybe I don't want to be human again, but Meyer does.
You son of a.
So Meyer keeps trying to get me, and I keep like putting him off because he keeps the neck. We know the Necronomicon is somewhere in the attic, maybe.
Yeah.
Or if we find out, like we've always been like we're gonna have to figure out a way to break this curse, and Meyer's working at it, and I keep saying I am.
Because you love being a superstar?
Yeah, because I'm a superstar foosball guy.
That's so sad. Everyone in the attic adores me. If I'm a human, if I become human again, no one will give a shit who I am.
I hate you. I have wife back in Russia. My family is starving.
Do you know what I have back at home? A refrigerator with half-eaten Chinese food. That's it!
Probably spoiled by now.
Not even mustard?
No! I can't afford mustard.
But you can afford Chinese food? Don't they, like, give you mustard?
Oh, I guess I could ask them for mustard.
They always told me no.
They always told me no. They didn't like me. Nobody likes me!
Maybe it's because you eat too much Chinese food.
That's why no one likes it. All right, so I'm thinking Big One is just... That's his name, Big One.
Big One?
All right,
if no one else is going to take it, I'm going to eat Fisher-Price or Milton Bradley.
I kind of like Fisher and Price.
Okay.
All right, I'll be Fisher.
All right, I'll be Price.
I don't care what your name actually is, Meyer. You're a little one.
Okay.
To me, anyway.
Oh.
Fisher, the red guy. Have you seen Fisher?
Who?
You know.
The red guy.
The red guy. Oh, the red guy. I love the red guy. Nobody, that's, I think that should be the thing, is that nobody knows who he is.
You know, the red guy.
Everybody loves the red guy.
No one knows it's him.
Yeah. Because he's really unlikable. But everybody loves him because he's the red guy.
Maybe. Have you seen Fisher? Oh, fuck that guy. Well, have you seen the red guy? Oh, yeah, red guy.
I love the red guy.
And Meyer, do you have a name besides Little One?
No. What do the toys call me?
What do you call yourself? What's your name?
I don't give a shit.
You were a Russian guy.
Well, you were human, so you had a name.
Vladimir.
Oleg.
Oleg?
I like Oleg.
Yeah, I like Oleg, too.
Oleg.
Hi, Little One.
Big One. I tell you my name every day.
Yeah. Little One.
How about the rest of us? We're just sentient toys, or were we once human too, and we've just been toys so long that we've forgotten?
I was kind of thinking it would be cool if you were, like, this veteran foosball player, and, like, you've been, like...
I've been on the foosball team right. for 15 years.
I played on...
And then you showed up thinking you're hot shit.
I've played on foosball tables all over this great nation.
You're like this, like, hardcore, like...
I played in the foosball Olympics back veteran. In 88.
You're just a sentient object. That you've always been a sentient object.
I played on the foosball table in the student lounge at Notre Dame.
I'm thinking maybe... Oh, yeah, so if everyone else... So I'm just a sentient... Well, not toy. Object. Or maybe I was human, I don't know.
Or maybe we're both human, you've just been here longer.
Um Well, are we establishing like a Toy Story kind of world? Each house is kind of insular. Like they never leave Andy's house.
Yeah,
right.
But do we have like
do in all the movie?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Do we want to make it more like we can travel from table to table? Or, you know, as long
I think we could get around the attic.
Yeah. We can move around the attic. I think we could leave the attic in the same way that you could leave Andy's house.
Okay, it's just tough traveling around.
Don't. Because Sid lives next door.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think since we didn't pick any of the other places, there's really no reason for us to leave
the attic. Okay.
Right now.
I like his mustache.
Thank you. This is what Oleg looks like.
Oleg. I am Oleg.
And you guys are looking for the Necronomicon, or Meyer is looking for the Necronomicon.
I'm saying I'm looking for the Necronomicon.
You are, quote, looking for the Necronomicon. Why did I put actual names for Ryan and Ed? It's a yellow guy and a red guy.
Maybe that's because maybe Madame Lestrada, either she is, I don't know, do we want to go with that she's Mrs. Ketchum or that she's just moving in and she has it? And she doesn't, or maybe she doesn't know what it is.
I mean, I'm kind of liking the idea that she's moving in and is trying to, like, catalog things and decide what she, maybe, like, what she's going to keep or get rid of, what she'll just throw out so she can remodel the attic.
So Mrs. Ketchum's dead.
What if we're only sentient so long as something, like, sort of like Night at the Museum, like, as long as the attic is the way it is, we're sentient, but, like, if she turns into a reading room, we'll just go back to being stuff.
Okay. Which is why she's so important, because you guys want to...
Yeah. If she wins, we'll die, right, essentially.
All right.
We're going to have to kill her first. The one foosball guy and the big matriarchal doll.
My name is Price. I'm captain of the yellow team.
What's your name, Ed? You jerk.
Fisher.
Fisher, you son of a bitch.
I'm the red guy.
And I'm big one.
I know big one.
You live inside me.
Yes, I do.
I'm feeling a little cold.
Okay.
So wait, am I the tiniest one?
Yeah, you're the littlest one.
And he's the biggest
one. Mm-hmm.
So I guess...
Are the other ones missing? I'm just like...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Are the other ones missing, or...
Are they just around?
I don't know. Maybe there's a medium one.
Well, because there's usually four.
Yeah. Well, they would both be medium one.
Right. Are there...
To me.
Well, are there two medium ones, or are you a set missing the two Mastriascadals?
We're missing the two middle ones. So, it's just... It's just the big one and the little one.
He goes in the middle of you and just rattles around.
Hey, it's roomy for him.
Yeah.
Stop moving.
Yay! Yay!
Go yellow!
Ah! You're just constantly rattling around inside of him.
I hate when you forget to let me out before you go to a game.
Oh, sorry, little one. Did you throw up in there again?
I can't. I toy. I don't have a digestive system. Neither do you!
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I get confused sometimes because I can talk. All right, and everything.
So, are we ready to start this thing?
Yep.
Yes. So stop that.